And in Providence, I'm Elizabeth Harrison. The results are in from a mock version of the New England Common Assessment Program test given to a group of adults last weekend. Of the 50 people who took the math test, 30 scored substantially below proficient, meaning they wouldn't qualify for a high school diploma. State Representative Teresa Tanzi was among those who failed. She scored 20% out of a possible 100%.
For it to be used as a make-or-break barrier to graduation for thousands of Rhode Island students is simply unacceptable. I can tell you now that after this experience, I am more committed than ever to working with my legislative colleagues to find a solution to this crisis, and I do feel that this is a crisis that's looming.
According to the State Department of Education, 40% of Rhode Island's high school juniors are at risk of not getting a diploma next year because of their performance on the test, commonly known as NECAP. They will have two more chances to take the test and need to show improvement to pass. Meanwhile, the chair of the State Board of Education is blasting the adult test takers for participating in what she calls a publicity stunt. Eva Marie Mancuso says if the adults had a hard time with the test, it's because they weren't prepared, as students are.
I passed two bar exams. That was 35 years ago. I don't know if I sat down cold to take the bar exam tomorrow that I would pass it. Same thing within a test on algebra. It's not something I use every day. So I think it's very disingenuous to start having a bunch of educated people sit down and say, boy, that test was really hard, when they haven't done anything to prepare for it.
Mancuso has said that she does not intend to reconsider the graduation requirement this year. A bill in the state Senate would allow the Rhode Island Resource Recovery Corporation to start using recycled glass again as cover material in the state landfill in Johnston. Rhode Island Public Radio's Bradley Campbell reports the bill would stop thousands of tons of glass from going into the trash.
The bill would amend an amendment passed last session. And that amendment banned construction and demolition materials, including glass, for use as daily cover material at the landfill. Senate Bill 0726 would remove glass from that list and allow it to be once again used as cover material. The main sponsor of the bill, Senator Sue Sosnowski, says she introduced the bill early to allow for a close reexamination of the law.
You know, lots of times when these subjects are discussed early enough in the session, so everyone can weigh in on it. Many times decisions can be made with more information that is brought forward.
The current legislation has forced the central landfill to treat more than 13,000 tons of glass like trash. The landfill is currently shipping some of its recycled glass to a recycler in Massachusetts, but the remainder still gets tossed on the landfill. Bradley Campbell, Rhode Island Public Radio.
And a West Warwick native is taking a job as the head of the campaign arm for Democrats in the U.S. Senate. Paul Tencher managed the winning campaign last year for Democrat Joe Donnelly in a hard-fought U.S. Senate race in Indiana. He'll now serve as campaign director for the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. Tencher grew up in West Warwick and previously worked as a chief of staff for Lieutenant Governor Elizabeth Roberts. He also worked as a congressional staffer and on gubernatorial campaign in Vermont.